The fiscal cliff, how will it affect the U.S. military? It's a serious issue that the military leadership has been working on for a lot of months now, but no matter how you look at it, the outcome not going to be so good for national security. And let's talk about that more with WTOP national security correspondent J.J. Green live in the studio now. So, J.J., how would the military be affected if no deal is reached?
Well, already $487 billion has been cut. The Pentagon, if sequestration, which would come as a result of plunging over the fiscal cliff, if that does happen, there would be another $500 billion that would be cut over the next 10 years. And what that is going to simply force the military to do is to think about shifting how it approaches its presence, planning, and indeed the thinking in general. And in part, some of that thinking has already started to change because a lot of suppliers for the military have begun to close plants, look for ways to merge, looking for markets overseas. This kind of change, radical change, could significantly affect the military over time.
Can they really prepare for this, for what it could actually mean in real dollars and in real manpower while still engaged in Afghanistan and other things they have to do?
Well, let's be clear. Any military leader that you talk about, talk to, is going to tell you, we can do it. We'll be ready. We'll be there when the nation calls on us and needs us to be there. But they're going to stay true to their missions. And what that means very simply is that they're going to deploy and respond, but they're going to pull back to their core missions. And in talking to the military folks I've spoken to, they're going to cut out the extras, and they're not going to plan to do the extras and think about the extras, but make sure that they've got their core mission handled and taken care of, and do it at a high state, not at a low, mediocre level. They want to provide the best level of services they can for their core missions, and all the military services are thinking along those lines.
So then this would not impact military readiness in any way?
No, it would not impact military readiness, but to think about looking down the road, the problem with this is all of the equipment and money and everything they need to deal with what's facing them today, they'll have it in place. But the problem is, if you're not thinking down the road, if you're not preparing for new challenges, if you're not acquiring technology, if you're not sending people to conferences to learn, because many services have cut their budgets for travel by as much as 50%, eventually it's going to catch up to you. And that's what the problem is. Readiness today, yeah. Readiness tomorrow, we don't know.
Let's hope we don't have to find out. We'll continue to stay on top of this. That's WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green.